Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kabu.fm. The Development and Events Committee meets on the third Monday of the month at 5:30 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kabu.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
KABU is proud to co-sponsor the Portland Folk Music Society concert series continuing Saturday, April 15th with the Honey Whiskey Trio. The a cappella group adds instruments for an intoxicating variety of musical sounds. The Honey Whiskey Trio, Saturday, April 15th at 7:30 in the Reedwood Friends Church on Southeast Steele Street in Portland. The folk music series continues through May. For information and tickets, go to kboo.fm and click on Community Events.
Here at KABU, we honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on. The Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tomwater, Wetlala bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin Kalapuya, and many other indigenous tribes and nations of the region of the Willamette River and that great river known as Shuaneku, Wimal, Nishaiwana, and Columbia. Many names for the living water force that has sustained this region for countless generations and provided phenomenal life to our blessed ecosystems. We believe it is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationships to each other and the living world.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning into KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
Hello, hello. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. Back for another Thursday with music and much, much more. We got a great show for you today. Got some music, got some spoken word, got some sun over here, good weather. Got some love for my native people. So, starting off the show, this is Lightning Cloud featuring Leonard Sumner with Meet Me at the Powwow.
Kick you right now.
I'll grab my girls and you can meet me at the top.
That was Boogie the Beat with Smoke Signals, and before that, Lightning Cloud featuring Leonard Sumner with Meet Me at the Powwow. All right, you hear that? Kind of warm up your voice. Ah, la 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 la. Oh, it's time for some singing lessons.
Nephew.
Yeah.
Your dad sent me you over here to me. Yeah. Teach you about these songs.
Yeah.
About these ways. Now, I've been listening to you. There's something about you I don't like. I mean, your songs, how you sing. So I want to hear you again. You know that AIM song?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
All
that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah, I know it.
Well, sing it. I want to hear you and see how you sing. You're singing it wrong. I don't know why you sing it that way. You sing it like this. You do it like that. I don't know what's wrong with you. You're not getting it. Look at me. You're not getting it, nephew. You gotta sing it like this with passion. Like that. Can you do it like that? Like you're crying for the people. You do it.
They took all the land and they want it for free. We barely eating or having a feast. It's my turn to speak, I'm unleashing the beast. I'm the man of the hour, the mic in me proud. They're shutting us down, I'm coming back louder. I'm sick of your lies, you fucking cowards. You wanna talk power? Let's talk about ours. We voted you in and we made you the man. This ain't a brand, it's Indian land. Take a look at who you represent and fuck your corporate presidents. Give up the prime, you're a minister. As a matter of fact, you're a visitor. I'm known to snap and overreact. I flip from the back like prisoners. You're driven by greed. Lock your doors, get rid of your keys. Hide your kids, get off the grid. Johnny's home and he's trying to get in. He's settled in, he's living off credit. You think we don't know, man, we get it. Johnny boy, I see you walking out the dentist. Johnny's grills,
Johnny's grills.
They made of gold, no stainless steel. With a house in the hills like Uncle Phil. But we stuck in the red, so no frills. Can't afford the bills, that's too real. Stick a knife in your back and it's how it feels. Life's too short for cheap thrills. He the man in the suit and he's dressed to kill. He's out for blood,
Dracula.
Black blood, they extracting it. I'm talking about the blood from my neighbors, man. You ruined the land with black sand.
Look at the land, man, you've heard it enough. You're killing no people, you're fucking them up.
Oil money ain't distracting us. I'm done with you throwing that cash at us. No pipeline,
no problem.
No tankers,
no problem.
Off Cambridge, off Kinder Morgan. No means no, you know the motto. Pipe through a land, man, you wish. A little bit of paper ain't worth the risk. All I need is clean water and fish. No means no, what the fuck did you miss? Our rivers are this nation's veins. If the pipeline ever
come away,
I pray to God that they never break.
Never break.
Cause then the real savages come out and play. Johnny's teeth, Johnny's teeth. They took all the land and they want it for free. They took all the land and they want it for free. They took all the land and they want it for free. So take a bow for Pete's sake. All they crooked, all they straight. For all we know, there's nothing there. Goodness great, look at Johnny's teeth. Johnny's teeth, Johnny's teeth. They took all the land and they want it for free. They took all the land and they want it for free. They took all the land.
justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
Johnny's tea.
Johnny's tea.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
I don't know more.
I don't know more.
This for the fam that came before us. What is freedom? I don't know no more. That's this shit that made me sick to the core. Government don't give a fuck about us. They keep us at the bottom of the mud. They take our land and tell us to be happy with the piece of land that they gave us. Ish. We're all equal, we bleed the same. Freedom was before Columbus came. And I ain't trying to play that blame game. But try to tell lies to the ancestors that's in my veins. Cause women lie, men lie about the lives that quickly died from every tribe. But we still survived. You can never take my pride. Cause I reside from the side that suffered from that genocide. I don't know more, we bulletproof. If you want the truth, come see the source. Can't drink tap water cause the man trying to see how much oil he can export. Try to make another treaty just to get his foot in the door. With fake apologies, believe me, I stand with, I don't know more. The trees, the water and land, all of the beings that need our abilities to stop the machines that's trying to leave marks on our beautiful queen mother earth. They abuse her like they did to us. What good is it worth? So here we stand to fight for our land for better or worse. Till we're the last breathing. Man, we've been surviving every season. And best believe that we ain't never leaving. They call us First Nations for a reason.
So just live for the moment, put it all in. On the ball, cause tomorrow's not a promise. Never go through the motions, say your own shit. Cause this life is an ocean, put your most in. Pick your head up, put the hate down, pick a friend up. But no matter what we do, we'll do what we do. We'll do it in a
good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way.
Been up and down this road too many times, searching for something in them you'll never find. I know you know love is blind, but you never learn love is kind. You've been waiting your whole life to find out who you are. These people judge your skin, but still they fail to see your scars. Everything you're looking for out there is deep inside. Your heart is like an ocean when it's open deep and wide. You gotta keep hustling for your family, struggling for your justice. Forget if they ain't with it, forget them if they're judging. Nothing can ever stop you when your ancestors got you. So no matter what we do, we'll do what we do.
We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way. We'll do it in a good way, good way, good way.
Yo, step inside the militant minded, confined him inside a signed confinement. Picture the best Pac and Nas combined with Russell and Dennis at an AIM protest. Check it, I grew up tough underneath barbed wire cuts, and my stars ain't enough to tell my story. All these other rappers are mediocre, starting to bore me. Melodic said, untie your brain to fully feel freedom. My grandma named me not Ani Nez for a reason, so I could lead them, free your minds from extinction and believe in freedom. Throw that government money back, cause we don't need them. Sovereignty's a myth in a nation full of ignorance. I've seen checks get spent on casino chips, and I wear my hair proud. This is true pride music, war whooping loud, equivalent to the American Indian movement. Yeah, yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me now? Alright. I'm not a rapper, I'm an activist who rhymes. This is how you're learning, you better read between the lines. Kill the Indian, save the man. Yes, all my friends descended from dead men who defended them. I got two braids and a beaded necklace, living young and living reckless. Got a bullet for the next hipster in a headdress. Step aside, I got that C4 flow. I'm ready to blow at any minute. Up for them to let me go. I flow off the mental with the cynical syndrome. The epitaph, I'm wreaking wrath at the pinnacle. I'm methodical, I keep this shit simple. I got the point at the top to pop the pimple. Simple, I get erotic like a woman, keeping it loose, hanging rappers on the noose. I don't spit, I squeeze. You rappers ain't your bitch. Your flow is still equivalent to whoop.
My colonial colonized name is Russell Means. I want to talk a little bit about radicalism and being called radical. You know, maybe it is true I am a radical, because all I've ever asked, all I've ever demanded, all I've ever fought for, all I've ever been shot for, all I've ever been stabbed and beaten for, or thrown in jail or prison for, is to ask and demand any way, shape, or form that the United States of America live up to its own laws.
Identity, searching in bottles of whiskey. I've seen my elders pass out under oak trees. Hairspray and methamphetamine feed their arteries. Empty memories shield the future possibilities, as suicidal tendencies tend to play the youth at a teenage. In teen pregnancy, we say, leaves babies with no fathers these days. And our ways are forgotten, forgotten. Trading moccasins for N7s with Jordan socks that are cotton. Free your mind from extinction.
That was not Ani Means featuring Russell Means with The Radical. And before that, Frank Wallen with Good Way. And before that, Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Johnny's Teeth. It's now time for Native Poetry Corner. And this is an open letter to Johnny Depp's Tonto.
Right, you'd see the list, like play 301, 302, 307,
yes,
and then you'd have
I
to play
remember
more.
That.
Right.
Yeah, we used to have, well, the boot player, but it was a different system. Now, that system is gone. We don't have that.
Okay, then it's going to be playing. Wow,
so,
that's a cool sound effect on it, too.
So, in a way, it's simpler.
Yeah, that makes it much easier. All right, sorry about that.
Like, in the case that you have a live show for 3 hours, what we want is, like, at the end of, at the beginning of each hour, oh, it's midnight. You're
listening to KDOO 90.7
An open letter to Johnny Depp's Tonto.
But basically,
KDOO
they will.
Portland and all that.
Yeah, they won't be anybody. No recording interrupting.
Okay. Cool.
Break notes are break notes. Completely, it's a break from
letter. Okay, sweet.
Dear Johnny Depp's Tonto. We are going to have to talk about next year when your Disney movie about the Lone Ranger and Tonto hits. An in-production photo of you has emerged, and it makes me nervous.
Hopefully nothing will happen, but all this stuff...
You have a blackbird on your head. Johnny Depp Tonto blackbird head. Tisk tisk. That bird might pluck your eyes out, man.
Yeah, it seems like this guy has tons of experience.
The moment it hit my Facebook newsfeed, the updates from my friends went nutso. What is this look? Is it genuine? Is Johnny Depp Native American or Native enough? Does he, like so too many others, have a distant Indian princess in his lineage? He said his great-grandmother is Creek or Cherokee. Creek or Cherokee. He's not sure which. This Creek or Cherokee-ness of him amounts to one line on his Wikipedia page. Can casually embracing being part of this or that tribe somehow carry us forward? I can get stuck somewhere between the first and second question, shamefully. Am I supposed to know? As a half Navajo, if this look is genuine, will my half-blood tell me, or can I Google it? I Googled it. And there is some history there. It took some work, though, to worry and to Google the Native American images and questions that come to me. I'm not sure if educating the public is your intention, Johnny Depp Tonto. And if so, I doubt non-Native folk will do the same. It's exhausting. I'm not sure if you know what it's like undoing stereotypes and ignorance from a laptop. Someone else dressed you, fancied you up, and you'll be huge and flat on the big screen, a glossy fetish truth to someone. But let's not forget the Johnny Deppness of you, Tonto. Personally, I'm fine with a bit of Johnny Deppness and things. I grew up in a world that just had Johnny Depp in scissors, in dreary mansion, in drag, in Greece, in the cutesy side of mental and stable romance, and with Sweeney Blades. Yeah, I'm a sucker for this, and for a bit old Burton perfected gloss to my goth. I'd take a little Johnny Depp with my coffee, if asked, but this is different. The questions come, and not from just one friend or another, but they resonate. And not up and out of the tribal sands so ancient or from drumming ancestors speaking through time, but just in my bones. You know, like how regular folk wonder things. Why is another non-native playing a native? It's not as easy as, there's no Native American Johnny Depp. If you tell me, Johnny Depp Tonto, that there is not enough of us, I'll pluck your eyes out myself. We are here. We are out there, artists, film writers, directors, actors, poets, authors, and musicians. Cashiers. Engineers, doctors, etc., etc. We are everywhere, just not on your screen or any screens near you. There could be someone even more sexy, slinking, bitingly dark, but kind of funny, sweet, and clever, less gothy superstar than Johnny Depp. A Native American someone. There really could be. But we might never know. I've also heard, a little birdie said, that it's possible for the movie's Johnny Depp Tonto character might be a white man renegade pretending to be native and hiding from the law. Wouldn't that be something? Couldn't that explode the thing? What if the Tonto of a Johnny Deppness brought up so many of the right questions? What is it like to think one can dress and hide in a culture? What might it mean for a character to work his or her, although I do like the Johnny Deppness switch, through complexities of living out a life like a native? Might this strip the fetish off you, Johnny Depp Tonto? Couldn't it catch the attention of a particular student in a friend's class that actually asked, just this year, mind you, Why is there a car in this Sherman Alexie story? Native Americans don't have cars, they ride horses. Can you imagine, Johnny Depp Tonto? You. More than pixels, more than matter made shade, but you, an explosion of heritage, wearing heritage among heritage, mistaken as and hiding within heritage. Like what history is before it's flattened. But Johnny Depp Tonto, I imagine we won't have these sort of conversations by the time your, wait, the Lone Rangers movie hits. And I won't be able to say, yeah, at least he gets it. When image after image of Native American comes across my screen, and it's some stoic face brave or nature fairy or cartoon figure Indian. My Facebook newsfeed shows something different, by the way. You should get one. My Indian friends love to smile, love to laugh and swear and ham it up. You might be surprised by how many birds, wolves, and bears aren't in our profile pictures. Johnny Depp Tonto, I hope you get to be one of ours. I hope there's more to you than the starkness of your white and black face. I hope you get an itch to step off that big screen and take a space in the world that doesn't knock us back into shirtless, whooping half-animal extras. High hopes. So mostly, I hope you don't end up in an in-bag costume to sell at Halloween. They'll just snip the Jack Sparrow braids a bit, move around a few trinkets and feathers, and you'll be ready to wear. On bodies, on backpacks, on bedsheets. I'm worried for you. You'll be everywhere for anyone to try on, and the DVDU will be out in time for the holidays. Christmas will hit with your team design face on everything and shopping for and around you at that time of year. Well, it's probably going to be a slaughter. Savagely yours, Natanya Ann Pulley. Was an open letter to Johnny Depp's Tonto by Natanya Ann Pulley, read by me, Jackie Malmstrom. Coming up next, we got Keith Sekola with Indian Car Remix here on Rose City Native Radio.
Come out, it is time to play. So much sweat. My Indian car always takes me far. Even though it's so old, it makes me start. Off the powwow trail with the confidence that it will not fail through the provinces. So I go with the flow and I'm burning out. But yo, I'ma go a little further down and go further south through reservations that like to unite gatherings of nations. See some relations and have a hold. The Cree and the Sioux and the Arapaho. But then I have to go leave Canada for the states and my car's got the stamina to take me where I just got to go. But to take me there when I'm on the road. So I wanna go to Arizona to take a 49 with Keys of Cola.
I got to make it to this powwow tonight.
Bodies are wasting for methamphetamine. Cash rules everything around me. Clean Q. When we buy into the American dream, ay. When Canada sold everything and the territories had no say. They killed the wildlife, fought for everything man-made. Killed the savage Indians for concrete landscapes and left Mother Earth and Father Sky crippled. Damn straight. When nights of threats and accused crimes, act as if you didn't mind. An activist with a picket sign as they lift the decline and speak opposed lines. Arose this time of hopes to find a spoken grind to evoke the broken souls of frozen cold times. The home shrines carved in cedar, the bold arms are beaded and weave the divine. They had to leave it all behind, cause the man with the cross had to preach a new design. Beat the youth into these cries with abuse of cruel times. So we speak a fluent lie and dress up in disguise. Suppressed and despised, intertwisted with history's miseries in a system's lie. We swallow our traditional pride, take a transitional glide, then take a breath and make these words come alive. Dance with our heartbeats and never die, as the drums still pound and the song survive.
Everything's red. All red, everything. Everything's red. All red, everything. Everything's red. Everything's red. 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 Dead. Red. Dead. Red. First off, I send love to Lupe for giving us hope in this La Jota Sue. All red, everything, red nation rising. Yeah. Revising our story, they're televising. Child of the plains, I see 2020. Yeah. Poverty porn, TV pimpers for money. Nah. Tell Diane Sawyer, I am a warrior. Yeah. Give me your camera, send power to your lawyer. Free all my people, get them out of prison. Yeah. Take them to Sundance, show them how we're living. Right. Give youth an outlet, disadvantaged prodigies. Feed these Republicans all our commodities. Put them on the reds. From the day they're born, they won't survive cause their cancer is airborne. Put them in our schools, put them in our shoes. Take away their money and give them our booze. Red, make everything red. Words of my ancestors up in my head. Food for thought, our kids underfed. Your oil is mud, they want the earth dead. Oil for blood, oil for blood. Making you rich, you soil my love. Oil for blood, oil for blood. My mother is clean, that oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, red, red. Dead. Red, dead. Red. I can't afford to leave the reds. Government has got me trapped. The leadership need a tip. And most of my tribal leaders whack. They don't wanna hear that. They just wanna chill. I'm sick. I'll go to IHS and get a bill. For real. Like a song without a title. Yeah. Feel forgotten. Like slaves picking the kind. Forever tribal. With no connection to the Bible. Lying. People rotting. Sometimes I'm suicidal. Feeling like no exit. Generation ish. Text messaging. Sex. What I connect with. Technology. Get this world to acknowledge me. My ancestors studied numbers and astrology. Like the philosophy, keep them haters off of me. Keystone XL, you smell like an atrocity. To my home and my ancestors, I'm loyal. Build that pipeline and I'm burning down your oil. Oil for blood, oil for blood. Making you rich, you soil my love. Oil for blood, oil for blood. My mother is clean, that oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red, 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 dead, red, dead, red.
That was Frank Wallen with Oil for Blood. Before that, Mob Bounce with Traditional. And before that, Keith Cicola with Indian Car Remix. It's now time for Super Indian. Based off the comic book by Aragon Starr, here's another adventure of your favorite Indian superhero, Super Indian.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. Moccasin Minute. Boss Lady Lena Marie sits in her huge office overlooking the Leaning Oak Bingo Hall.
I'd better turn on the radio. My new spot is on at the top of the hour.
Ah, Yellowhammer. Good one. I'm Chester Logan on KOAKAM, the voice of the Leaning Oak Reservation. We have a brand new segment for you.
Oh, goody.
Which gaming boss used tribal funds to travel to Beverly Hills for some reservation dermabrasion and a tribal tummy tuck?
Whoa.
None other than Lena Marie.
What?
I'm Vivian Hardy with your Moccasin Minute. Whoa. And now the weather.
Vivian! That new age wannabe! Hubert! Get in here!
It's time for Super Indian! Hubert Logan's secret identity is known only to a trusted few.
Hubert! What idiot hired Vivian Hardy?
My Uncle Chester.
Oh, I'm gonna whoop him!
Dang! Yeah, I'd better warn him.
Hubert gathers his sidekick, Megabear, and Deoji as Chester Logan continues his broadcast.
The Moccasin Minute is a hit. Just listen to those phones. Here's one more from Yellowhammer.
Oh, Chester, it's Lena Marie. Don't let that downer in here.
Ah, Vivian, stop being paranoid.
Oh, that heifer shut down my New Age bookstore.
That's because you sold sacred items and weird rocks. Answer one of those phone lines, please, Vivian.
This is Vivian Hardy.
Hello, Vivian.
Wampa, my wicked overlord. The mystic crystals of Malibu you enchanted will take down the man.
Oh, Vivian, when I get through with you!
Well, if it isn't loudmouth Elena. These crystals reveal your deepest, darkest secrets. Tell me.
Hubert Logan has a secret identity.
Vivian, what are you doing?
Chester, what are your secrets? Tell me.
I have a library book that's 5 years overdue.
Unbeknownst to Vivian, Super Indian, Megabear, and Deoji hide behind the studio door.
Hubert, you were right. There is something funny going on here.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble.
Holy New Age fraud.
Megabear, the mystic crystals of Malibu.
Oh, wow. They sparkle like the Fortress of Solitude.
Deoji, Megabear, we have to stop Vivian.
Yep.
Miss Hardy, release those crystals and release...
We're live on KOAKAM Radio. Super Indian. Do you have a secret?
Shades of a shady shaman. Megabear, turn off the radio microphone.
Got it, Super Dude.
Give me those crystals, Miss Hardy.
No!
These rocks are no match for my super strength.
Crushed with this bare hands. All my power gone, except for this.
Not since the summer of love has there been such a light show.
A talking res dog we reach, brother.
Whoa, Deoji sounds like that guy on Frasier.
You can hear me, Mega Bear? Vivian's shamanic humming has temporarily transformed my ordinary yips into audible speech that others besides Super Indian can comprehend.
Suddenly, the disembodied head of Wampum Bags appears above the broken crystals.
Never send a hippie to do an evil villain's job.
Wampum Bags, I shat known. Mega Bear and I will take everyone to safety. Deoji, finish the broadcast.
With pleasure. You are tuned to 50,000 watts of reservation power on KOAKAM. Remember this hit from the Intergalactic Toaster Experience?
Super Indian and Megabear help Chester, Lena, Vivian exit the radio station, where they are greeted by an excited crowd and the tribal police.
Hey, look, it's Super Indian.
Hey, who's doing the broadcast? They have a really good radio voice.
That's an old demo tape I found. Somebody named D.O.G.
Doesn't that spell dog?
Join us next time for another episode of Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
That was Super Indian, based off the comic book by Aragon Starr. You can find more information at superindiancomics.com. Coming up next, we got Blue King Brown with All Nations here on Rose City Native Radio.
Infected 99% are going out to get it.
rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You're listening to A Tribe Called Red with Burn Your Village to the Ground. Before that, Blue King Brown with All Nations. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. You can also email us with music, events, and more at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, I'm your best you're the only Pima you know, Jack Malmstrom.
This program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio is available online at kboo.fm.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
During the last 6 weeks, you heard the special programming of our winter fundraising drive. Thank you for supporting Volume 2 of the All Thrills, No Frills campaign. KBOO is on course to exceed our goal of $17,000 as the final checks come through the mail. If you haven't already, get your limited edition Bluegrass Marathon t-shirt. Please go to kboo.fm/bgshirt. This design was created by a volunteer creator from Music from the True Vine, which airs every Saturday at 9 a.m. Don't wait, get yours now. Go to kboo.fm/